Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Jake Paul's never been hit by a Mike Tyson, so I personally think that it could go the distance.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad.
Eric Bilstad along with Michelle Richards. Vince is back on Monday. It is one of the most hyped boxing matches in recent memory. There's video of Mike Tyson taking a swipe at YouTuber Jake Paul. They are going to fight tonight on Netflix. Jake Paul, by the way, who started his professional boxing career just 6 years ago. So how will it go tonight? Joining us in studio is Otto Olson of Dropout Fight Club, which is in the River West neighborhood here in Milwaukee. Thanks, Otto, for coming in.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's early, but I'm
all right, good. You're up
I'm here.
And you're at it.
I'm here, yeah.
You're watching tonight, right?
I will be watching, yeah. More so for the undercard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because those are the real fights?
I mean, it's a real fight. I won't lie. It's a real fight, you know? You got two guys going head-to-head, throwing punches, trying to, you know, knock each other out. That's about as real as it gets.
Okay. Because there's been some question about this one, just the fact that this Jake Paul, if you don't know, anyone under 30 knows who Jake Paul is, but for those who are older than that, and he's a YouTuber, he's a social media guy, he does a lot of different things like that, and he just started fighting not that long ago.
I mean, he's committed, though. He's committed to the sport of boxing. I mean, that's what he does. He trains hard. You've got to give him credit where credit's due, you know?
Sure.
He's a professional boxer.
So Mike Tyson obviously has way more experience, and a lot of betting folks are, you know, putting their money on him. But you say that he's committed, Jake Paul, and I'm curious, like, how long does it take to get as good as Mike Tyson? Is 5 years enough? Like, he's 30 years younger, but, like, is 5 years enough?
There are so many questions about this fight that, let's not forget, Tyson's 58.
Right.
That's his life. That's all he's done, you know? I don't think he had any other job apart from boxing and prison, you know?
Yeah.
He dedicated his entire life to the sport, and he's just built different. His background is different, you know? YouTube and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that didn't even exist when Tyson was on the streets, you know? I mean, he is boxing. He's what got me into boxing.
I was going to ask you that because he's been around a long time. He is basically the iconic guy you think of, at least in this better portion of the last 50 years. You think of Mike Tyson before anybody else, right?
I do. First fight I remember kind of like sits in the back of my memory is Mike Tyson versus Frank Bruno, and that was 1989. And that's what kind of got me glued in front of the TV. That was heavyweight boxing for me.
So what does it say about the sport of boxing if they're still grabbing on to a 58-year-old boxer instead of showing up the new guys, showing up the up-and-comers?
I mean, it's show business, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's not forget, though, that this fight, even though it's sanctioned, 2-minute rounds as opposed to 3-minute rounds.
And shorter rounds, yeah.
Heavier gloves, 14-ounce gloves.
And why does that matter?
I mean, Tyson is used to fighting in 10-ounce gloves. And that's, you know, where you spar in 16-ounce gloves with headgear. This time it's 14-ounce gloves, 8 rounds, so it's not 12 rounds. There's no title on the line. But I don't think you can still replicate getting punched in the face by Mike Tyson sparring around in headgear and 16-ounce gloves. Yeah. I mean, you can't prepare yourself for that. Because the last thing that goes is the power, you know? Speed, you know, the knee brace. When I saw him holding mitts with the knee brace, that wasn't a good look, to be honest. You're going to ask me who I think is going to win eventually,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Tyson.
Are you going to say Tyson?
Yeah, yes, I mean.
And 90% of people think that too, so that's clearly working.
But I want, you know, whether he might not win. you know?
But if he didn't, would that be considered, okay, this is show business, like you were saying, would there be some question about the integrity if he were not to win?
What's he got to lose?
Well, you're right.
But, you know, people talk about his legacy. And I heard Tyson talking about his legacy yesterday, and he said, I don't care about my legacy. I'm dead. What does it matter? And I was thinking, you know, I don't think legacies belong to the individual. I think they belong to the people that you inspire, you know, the people that follow you or want to follow in your footsteps. You know, that's kind of something that you A and B, you know, that's the legacy that I want. So I think you lose the legacy to the, you know, like I said, to the people that like follow in your footsteps. That's who the legacy belongs to, I think.
Yeah, no one's forgetting Mike Tyson anytime soon.
No. I mean, I do worry that, you know, getting punched. I mean, Jake Paul can knock people out. It only takes one punch too, you know. And it's 58 years old. That's dangerous, you know. You get caught, whether it's 14 ounce or 16 ounces, no headgear. If you get bonked on the nose.
Right.
It's going to leave a mark.
Otto Olsen joins us from Dropout Fight Club in the River West neighborhood here in Milwaukee, talking about the Netflix show tonight. The big fight is Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul, who is a YouTuber who's been fighting, though, for several years now and is just a tank of a guy. Where does the future of boxing go, would you say? Obviously, MMA, the cage fighting, that's huge now. You see that a lot. I know a lot of people that watch that prefer that over boxing. Is there a way to bring back that iconic ringside type of boxing atmosphere that we're gonna see it tonight? But will that return, you think, like it used to be?
I think we've got to see more fights, and I think they've got to be a little bit more accessible, to be honest. You know, the Saudis are really getting involved in boxing now. And one thing that I like that they're doing is their, you know, pay-per-views are $80-$90. That's a lot of money. You know? Yeah. I just think, you know, and those guys are saying, hey, you know, let's make it available to everybody, $20. That's okay. I can, you know, that's doable. You know, kids these days, they don't have $80 to drop, you know, every week
on
some title fights. But maybe, you know, this Amazon, Netflix, that you already have a subscription, maybe they should start pushing these fights out and just, you're paying the subscription anyway. But I mean, at some point they have to recoup. What's Jake Paul going to get? 40 million?
Yeah,
Tyson?
40 million, yeah.
20 million?
Yep.
I mean, that's gotta find that money from somewhere,
that's
right?
That's a lot of money.
I think it's just making fights accessible. And I think, you know, these fighters, you know, Tyson was fighting 4 or 5 times a year. You'd be lucky if you can get some of these prize fighters to fight twice a year now.
Well, we got a text from someone saying, does Tyson really need the money? Like, why even do this?
I have no idea. I have no idea what he's got in his bank account. I mean, who doesn't? Would I fight Tyson for $20 million? Sure. You know, I'd fight him for $1 million. I probably wouldn't make it very far, but $20 million? I don't think he needs the money. I don't know why he's doing it. Honestly, I don't. He doesn't need to.
How did it come about? Did Jake Paul challenge him? Like, how did this even become a thing?
I mean, who hasn't Jake Paul challenged?
Okay. Right, right.
Good point.
I'm just waiting for my call up.
Otto Olsen joins us on Wisconsin's Morning News. I want to ask you about your gym. So you own Dropout Fight Club. You run Dropout Fight Club.
I do, yeah.
In River West. Doing well? Lots of people boxing?
Oh, the community's been awesome. So I opened it during COVID. Okay. So we went on lockdown. And I thought, oh, what do I want to do if I get one chance to just do anything now? Because it was like a reset for everybody. So I thought, I'm just going to build a boxing gym. The thing that I was really passionate about, put all my eggs in one basket, found an abandoned warehouse, turned it into this kind of vintage kind of boxing gym. Boxing's already kind of intimidating enough. So I thought if I can set that environment to be a little bit more welcoming.
Yeah.
And it just went bananas. Yeah, and people have keep coming back, and the subscription is great, and the community is amazing, and we do great things together.
In all ages?
All ages, yeah. Yeah, we did a kids summer camp. I'm going to try and introduce the kids classes a little bit more regularly now. But I wanted to take the sport of boxing and have it less box fit and teach people how to box, and then kind of like merge that into, you know, like a group workout.
Do you train many 58-year-olds?
I'm not so far off that myself. We do. Yeah, like
that's awesome.
We have we have a girl called Kathy, and she's in her 60s, and yeah, we have everybody.
So it really is an all ages kind of thing.
It is.
Mike Tyson may not be done yet here.
I know. I have a place for him at my gym. You know, if things go horribly wrong, you know, I am looking for another coach, Tyson. If you wanna.
Well, make sure he hears about that. Otto Olsen from Dropout Fight Club on Wisconsin's Morning News. All right, before we let you go, you think Tyson wins?
I want him to win. Okay. I really do. But Jake Paul isn't a bad thing for boxing. Don't get me wrong.
So my question would be, so help us, the lay people here. So when we're watching the fight tonight, give us one nugget that we can say out loud and say, hey, look what I just noticed, so we look good at our parties. If we were watching it, what should we look for and what should we comment that we're seeing that you're going to be watching for tonight?
So Jake Paul has a tendency to drop his right hand. So I saw him holding mitts and he was boxing left-handed, which is weird. So he may come out as a southpaw and really confuse things. Mike Tyson's seen it all, so don't worry about that. So Jake Paul has a tendency to drop his rear hand, and Mike Tyson's punches come from the outside. He's not really a 1-2 down the middle. He's very much, you know, hooks, that bob and weave kind of style. Okay. Jake Paul's never been hit by a Mike Tyson, so I personally think that it could go the distance.
So if I say, great hook, oh, look at him bob and weave, I'm going to sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my goodness, right. Yeah. They're going to be like, wait a second, G-Box?
No, that was great. What's the website for Dropout Fight Club?
Dropoutfightclub.com.
Perfect. That's easy to remember.
Thank you so
awesome.
Much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
So when we were kids, we pretty much had the run of the neighborhood, right? You'd leave in the morning, maybe stop back home for lunch.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair. Yeah,
come home
right?
for dinner.
Sure.
Then if it's summertime, maybe when the streetlights come on. Well, a mom in Georgia is facing jail time because her nearly 11-year-old son walked into town by himself. She told police that she was annoyed that her son didn't tell her where he was going, but says he was never in any danger.
Brittany Patterson said she took one of her children to the doctor. In the meantime, her son, Soren, who since turned 11, decided to walk less than a mile into town from their home in rural Mineral Bluff, Georgia. While out, Patterson got a call from the sheriff's department, worried that Soren was walking alone.
It's just a short walk from our house. He knows how to get home. He knows how to get there.
Authorities dropped Soren off at home. Patterson was booked on suspicion of reckless conduct, a charge that could carry 1 year in jail.
ABC's Andrea Fujii with that story. Seems a bit much.
It does. Was he walking on a highway? Why in the world would you be taken into custody because your kid is walking to a store working downtown? Or not working, but 11, 10 years old, you said?
He was 10 at the time, but just recently turned 11. I mean, you can get certified as a babysitter at the age of 11 and be responsible for other children, at least here in Wisconsin. I don't know if that's like
a
nationwide thing, but.
Boy, to come back and then to cuff her and throw her in the back of a squad car.
In front of her kids. And they also wanted her to sign off on a safety plan that said that she would monitor her children at all times. And she said, no, I'm not doing that. Like, that just makes my parenting look bad. It makes it seem like I'm an unsafe parent.
I'm trying to think of what we might be missing here. Now, admittedly, you know, if my now 13-year-old said she wanted to walk a mile someplace to go to a store, I would be like, okay, well, you know, let me know when you're leaving and let me know when you're doing things. And she's older than this kid.
She's got a phone.
Yeah.
And this kid had a phone, I think.
But boy, neighborhood is different though. Kids running around in the neighborhood, going yard to yard, riding their bikes a few blocks away or doing whatever. That's different, you could argue, than a kid walking a mile to the downtown area of whatever town they live in.
Right.
But is it enough to get you hauled away?
Right. Maybe a slap on the wrist.
Curious how this one is going to end. You wonder if those charges will end up getting dropped now that this is getting national attention.
Right.
Just saw it on Good Morning America earlier today. So there's definite. And it sounds like mom's happy to talk about it. Like she's enjoying the moment here and you know, shining the light on the silliness of it. So I don't think this story is over yet. It's 8:42 and it's Friday. You know what that means. Got ourselves a good old-fashioned pancake breakfast coming up next. 844 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Vince is back on Monday. Every Friday around this time, take a look back and realize that not everything we planned for the show or shows was able to get in the show. That's when we look to Greg Pancake Hill. We call him Pancake because he used to work at the Pancake House, and we get ourselves a good old-fashioned pancake breakfast special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
Is this real life?
Yeah, this is real life.
I think now we need Keanu Reeves more than ever.
All we are is dust in the wind, dude.
No, not that Keanu Reeves.
My name is Neo.
Yeah. That's the Keanu Reeves we need, because this one, well, might be the biggest threat to the structure of the simulation that we have.
You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
All right, let's do it. This wild simulation glitch, though, is part of a love story, in a way. I have a song to play for you. Can you guess who this is?
Six, nine, damn, you're fine.
Almost sounds like Guster, but I don't think that's who it is.
That does sound kind of like good ear. That's amazing. This is not Guster. I'll give you a hint. He's insanely rich. He once apologized to the public on the floor of Congress, and he has challenged other tech moguls to a fight. Yes, it's Mark Zuckerberg.
Close to the wall.
So why is Mark Zuckerberg singing Get Low, Lil Jon's famous raunchy hit, as made famous by the Ying Yang Twins? And why is he collaborating with, yes, that's also T-Pain, rapper T-Pain is in there. Well, they put together this acoustic cover of Get Low. Because, well, Zuckerberg was inspired to recount the time he met his wife, and this was the song that was playing over the speakers. So romantic.
Back it up and stop.
Oh.
Wiggle with it, yeah. Stop.
Wiggle with it, yeah.
So.
Ew.
Okay.
Wrong on so many levels.
So, the fun thing is about this is I can't play any more of that song on the radio because I want to work here on Monday. But.
I mean, you could do it once.
Fortunately, that's true. Fortunately for everyone, if you want to hear this in song in its entirety, uncensored, maybe on your way to or home from work, you can text Pancake to the WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620, and you can listen to the full show. So, yes, please, I would love...
Are you getting to that?
I actually, my next line in the script was, I don't have some point to make other than this is hilarious and super weird.
So is it just because he's obviously a very powerful person, has a lot of money.
That's the only reason we're talking about
it. He's bored and just snapped his fingers and said, hey, T-Pain, we're doing this.
Wanted to remember his lady with a very, I don't know, sort of soiree of nice, kind words.
He's making the rest of us look bad.
My
wife's birthday was the other day. I could have sang.
What's your song, Eric? What's your and your wife's song? Do you remember?
Oh, the one. You know what? It's funny you say that. If you asked her, I bet she wouldn't know. I bet she wouldn't remember.
You know what? My wife doesn't know either, which is also hilarious. I asked her yesterday because I mentioned to her when I pitched this segment. I said, "Do you think it's a good segment to do Mark Zuckerberg and T-Pain singing Get Low?" And her response was, "Was that just English? What you said to me?" So,
the way you look tonight was ours.
Oh, but, I love that.
But Ange, I think she can never, for whatever reason, it doesn't hook in her brain, her memory bank.
Same way with mine. Michelle, what's your song?
Are we talking about wedding song or the song when we met?
Wedding song, typically. Right. But if you know it, do you know the song when you met?
Oh. No, wedding song was Better Together.
Okay. Sure. Deb?
Our wedding song was When You Wish Upon a Star.
Oh, very nice. I love that. Okay, again, it wasn't Get Low by Lil Jon and the Ying Yang Twins. So, again, I don't really have a point. I don't really have some sort of thing. I just know that this simulation is getting closer and closer to collapsing and crumbling down. Because what are you going to tell me next time? The Onion is going to buy a $1 billion media company? You're going to tell me that someone who doesn't believe in vaccines is going to be in charge of Health and Human Services? Are you going to tell me that Mike Tyson is fighting tonight? What kind of world are we living in? So, although we may be on the brink, just remember...
Do not try and bend the spoon. That's impossible. Instead... did only try to realize the truth.
What truth?
There is no spoon.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Your forecast today, mostly cloudy. We could see some peaks of sunshine this afternoon, a high of 53. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 41. And for your Saturday, mostly cloudy. Could see some showers at night with a high of 54.
Forecast sponsored by Dave Drake Campaigning, where your comfort is their family's tradition.
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego.
That's Mike Tyson, 58-year-old, who's going to be boxing tonight on Netflix, talking about legacy and what legacy he wants to leave. Listen, he was talking one-on-one with a reporter. Listen to how dark he gets.
Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that?
Yeah. Here's what else he said.
We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
So my favorite part about that one-on-one interview is the reporter who was talking to him was a 13-year-old kid.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you imagine that kid going home to the parents and being like, Mom, Mike Tyson told me I'm nothing I'm dust.
It was excellent. I thought her name is Jazzy, and she's done other interviews. She's one of those up-and-comer types, you know, influencer types who's really young. She actually handled it really well, all things considered. And he said some other things, too, and she's like, oh, all right, I guess we're going there.
That's so nice, Mr. Tyson.
If you missed our conversation with Otto Olsen, he runs Dropout Fight Club. Thank you. Dropout Fight Club in the River West neighborhood. It's in our 8 o'clock hour. Just text the word Vince to the WTMJ Talk and text line 855-616-1620. We'll send you back that interview. It's good stuff. It's a good interview from Otto. So if you're interested in the future of boxing and why he's curious about the fight tonight on Netflix. Michelle, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Vince Vetrano is back Monday. This is Wisconsin's Morning News.
We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing. I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? For my kids, maybe, or grandkids. Who the f*** cares?
All we are is dust in the wind, dude.